Okay, dear students, we're going to work through the mortgage exercises worksheet. These problems are very similar to the problems that were in the presentation at the end of the presentation and will be on the assignment and will be on the exam. So let's work together. Mortgage exercise worksheet. There's the answer key. So make sure I get it right, okay, because I make mistakes. The first thing we need to do is, oh my goodness, it won't let me do anything because I'm in view only mode. And hopefully by now you've figured out how to do this. Let's do file, make a copy, and I'm going to call it incredibly demonstrative copy of Chapter 7 worksheet. And now I have full edit rights to the document. So how do we do these? Well, if you remember the presentation, we took the loan amount and then destroyed the last three digits on the loan amount. Or you could divide by 1,000 either way. So I'm going to do some cute little stuff here and strike through. So just take 450. Don't do 450,000 times the multiplier because you're going to get a really outrageous number. Okay, so it's 450 times the multiplier, our amortization multiplier for 7% for 30 years. And that's what loans are now. I've seen a lot less, but a lot of them are 7% for 30 years. So we go down to the amortization table and come across the 7% and down 30 years. Okay, careful. I'm messing all the things up. 6.653. So let's just copy and paste that, huh? I don't have to, but I will. So that's 6.673. I'm sorry, 6.653. Did I say 7.3? My apologies. So let's get our calculator out. Let's get our trusty calculator out. 450 times 6.653, and I get $2,993.85. Let's make everything a lot bigger. Huh? Why not we? Just because we don't care about what it looks like, because it's in a copy. Okay, there we go. And that's 18. So let's make everything 14. Why don't we make everything bigger? Let's make everything. I'm a little bit ambivalent today about size. Okay, so that would go here under monthly payment. Any questions? That's why housing sales have slowed significantly. Go back and do it for 3.5%, 4%, which is what it was just a little over a year ago. And so that's what our monthly payment is. You put that right there. Now, the next item is the number of payments. Well, that's pretty straightforward. You got 30 years times 12 payments per year. And that gives us, if you haven't done this already, 30 times 12 is 360 payments. So that would go right here, number of payments. Cool? Okay. Now, to get the total amount, we take the monthly payment to, what happened there? $2,993.85, and we multiply that times the 360 payments. So we should make this underlined. Let's do that just to make it look consistent. Oh, unrecognized word. I don't care. Go away. Go away. I know it's an unrecognized word. I made it up. Well, I didn't make it up. But so that's 360 times 360 payments times our monthly payment. That's a lot, right? Yeah, right. Times 360. Whoa! 1,077,786. Now you know why your banker is, now you know why your banker is always so happy to see you when you walk in the door. How do you know a bank's making money? Their doors are open. Okay, so that's the total amount of the loan, right? That goes right in this column right there. Okay, well now, how much did we actually pay in interest? Because remember, we borrowed 450,000 of that. So take the 1077786, right? 786, the total amount of the loan. Oops. I'll do that and turn back on. Minus the 450,000 that we borrowed. Why is that a different size? Oh, it doesn't matter. It should all be the same size, but that's okay. And what does that give us? So I got that. Minus 450, and it gives us 627,786. That's how much we are going to pay in interest over 30 years. Questions, thoughts, ideas? Yeah? Okay. Now, we're going to think, you know, we could probably pay a little bit more a month, maybe. Let's take a look at what would happen if we got a 15-year loan. Well, right off the bat, they're going to reduce the interest rate 0.5%, maybe more. So this, you know, we go to a loan officer who says, well, I'll give you a better rate if you do that. So now we're going to basically do the same thing, but this time it's 15 years, not 30 years. And for 6.5 at 15 years, we go down to the amortization table across the 6.5. Whoops, 6.5 is not there. This must be an old, this is an older version. I just updated it to put 6.5 there. So you know what? I'm going to run over here and go to the amortization table. And that should have 6.5. There it is, 6.5. I know what I did. I updated the wrong document. That's what I did. Boop. I updated the old document, not the new one. Oh, boy. So 6.5%. No, it's view only, so you can't mess with it. 6.5, you can copy it. 6.5% at 15 years, 8.711. Told you I mess up. You guys don't believe me. But 8.711. Got it? Is that the right number? I think so. So let's go back and put 8.711 and 12 payments per year. So 450, you can forget the last three digits, zero. You could divide by 1,000, that'll work too, times 8.711. It's $1,000 more a month. Whoa, $3,919.95. So my goodness, that's why people love those 30-year mortgages. We'd have to come up with an extra $1,000 every month. But 15 times 12 is only 180 payments. So half the number of payments, right? So now we take, so that would go here under number of payments. And so now we take the $3,919.95 times only 180 payments. Times 3,919.95. And we get 705,000. Maybe I'm going to check that because I don't know. It looks funny, a little funny. 705,591. I'm going to check that again because I think I made a mistake. Try that again. 450 times 8.711, 39,1995, times 180 payments. No, that's right. 705,951. So if we take 705,591 minus the 450,000 that we borrowed, because, you know, we borrowed that money. It wasn't ours. And we wind up spending a whole lot less in interest payments, $255,591. Where here we spent $600,000 in interest, we're spending half of that in interest payments. So check to make sure I didn't make any mistake, because it, somehow it looks a little funny. And you know what? What we should do is we should run over and take a look at the answer key and see if I did it right. See if I did it right. Yeah, that's right. That's what I got. And see this one. See, I updated the right. I updated this document correctly. I didn't update the other one document correctly. So your humble instructor does make a whole lot of mistakes, and that's why I check my work over 2 or 3 times, or more. And you should check it too, because I make mistakes. Cool. Okay, so now do this over again on your own. Hide the answer, and then do the assignment, and then you'll be ready for the exam, and you'll also be ready to do some comparison of mortgages. Don't get too depressed. Okay? Okay. Be awesome, dear students. We are so proud of you. Thank you so much for being in our class.